Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, it's all about voice, your voice. We're going to explore ways for you to be able to speak up more strategically so that you can have maximum impact at work. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Have you ever found yourself in a room or in a group of people at work where you can't enter a conversation? You can't just add to or find a way to get into a conversation. And even if you do get into a conversation, have you ever felt like you are not being heard? Your ideas are just being squashed. What you have to say is being dismissed. This feeling of not being able to contribute, not being able to be heard, not being able to feel as if you're part of a team, can ruin teamwork. It can ruin cohesion. It can bring things down. So what we want to explore today is really, how can you find different ways to inject yourself into a conversation to make sure that your voice is heard? And as a leader of a team, make sure that you can set the conditions for open communication so that all ideas are brought to the table. This idea of being able to amplify your voice is important. Some of you may be dealing with the idea of, I don't have anything valuable to add. And that's simply not true. Everybody on a team, everybody on your team that you lead has something to say, has something to add, has value to bring, because they bring different experience. They bring different perspective. They bring a different view of the world. And maybe they're going to bring a different view of how to solve a problem. So there I was in Iraq, and my maintenance recovery team was on another mission to recover a vehicle. This time we were on inside an operating base. My team is going through, and they're experts in their craft. I had some high speed, low drag, competent, confident soldiers who knew exactly what they were doing when it came to recovering a disabled vehicle. So they're working on pulling this vehicle up. This vehicle, unfortunately, had been hit with an improvised explosive device. And it was kind of twisted up and just not in good shape. So they start working on being able to drag this vehicle on the back of a flatbed truck. And I see the one soldier is having a hard time getting the winch unspooled from the cable. It was kinked up. It wasn't put back the proper way. My team is spending time trying to figure this problem out. Now, here I am, the first lieutenant, the officer in charge of this team, and I don't have a technical expertise in recovering vehicles. My team does. And I start to wonder, why are we struggling so much? Why are we spending so much time here? I'm looking around. I'm trying to assess the situation. For a few minutes, I hesitated to ask the question. I hesitated to inject because I didn't want to break their confidence. I had trust in my team's abilities. I made an assumption that they knew exactly what they were doing. And they did. They did know what they were doing. But they were solving the wrong problem. So I finally had the confidence to ask the question, did anybody try to turn the vehicle on? And a light bulb went on. Nobody tried to start the vehicle. Now the tires are blown off, but the wheels and the rims are still there. The vehicle started right up, and they were able to drive the vehicle up onto the flatbed truck instead of having to pull it up. So think about this. Here I am, the team leader, and I was still hesitant to enter the conversation. I could have saved us 15, 20 minutes of being on site. And who knows the butterfly effect of those 15 or 20 minutes. That's 15, 20 minutes coming back to our base sooner. That's 15 or 20 minutes to be able to reset ourselves. 15 or 20 minutes of less energy being spent off of our operating base. All those things come into play. So by asking the question and not being feared that I was going to be ridiculed by my team, oh, come on, that's so simple, LT. Of course it's not going to start. Well, it started right up. So we solved the right problem. We got out of there quicker. We moved on. That's the power of voice. So imagine people who are on your team who don't hold a position of authority. They may be hesitant to add to that conversation for so many more reasons. So it's imperative that we start to bring people's voice out. So let's talk about this for a minute. Employee voice matters because it's not just about speaking up. When people have a voice and they share that voice, they're engaged. They're contributing to innovative solutions. They're contributing so the team can make better decisions. Employee voice is the ability to express opinions, concerns, and ideas within your team. When employees feel heard, they're more engaged, they're more confident, they contribute more, they're more committed to the team and the task at hand. This leads to a positive workplace culture when this happens again and again over time. Companies that actively listen to employees, not just pretend to listen to their employees. They take what they have to say into consideration. They take those ideas and their employees can see them going into action. When this is occurring, when your voice is heard and acted upon, those companies have less turnover, they have higher retention, and they have higher morale and productivity. They're outperforming their competition because it's not a top-down, centralized, do what I say, don't ask questions workplace. It's a workplace where ideas are brought up from the bottom up, left and right, and the top down. So where you direct your voice matters. My experience directing my voice has typically been as a team leader in my team or as a peer with my peers. I've also had the opportunity to influence up, and this is where it matters. When you start to speak up, who you direct your voice to can determine the impact. Research has shown that voice directed towards leaders who can take action is positively related to the team's effectiveness. So it's not just good enough to voice your opinion to your peers or voice your opinion to your team. You've got to voice your opinion to the people that have the authority or the resources to act. Now, that may be a peer who has more influence in a situation or more expertise. That may be your team who's got the boots on ground or the hands in the work that's being done. But also, most likely, in certain situations, is going to be a superior, your boss or manager or your boss's boss. So you've got to feel confident speaking up and making sure that what you're saying is landing on the right person's ear. Because you can talk all day long into the wind. And if it's not going anywhere or landing in the right person's ear, nothing's going to be done about it. And then you're going to feel like you're not contributing. So who you direct your voice to matters. So think about that. Venting to coworkers about a problem and nobody has the ability to act on it or influence or make any change is just venting of emotions. That's going to lead to a downward spiral. But when you vent your emotions and you have a team around you that can help solve problems and then help drive towards solutions and then garner resources, now that is a change maker. That's going to make a difference. So instead of only discussing workplace frustrations with colleagues, aim to communicate issues and ideas towards decisions, towards solutions, towards outcomes. For example, if you see a process that could be improved, sharing it with your direct manager or another leader with influence increases the likelihood that something's going to be done about it and changes are going to be implemented. You've got the power to use your voice. Knowing when to use it, knowing who to direct it to, is going to make a difference. Now, when you're in a leadership position, you've got to be open to hearing different perspectives, different voices from different people on your team. If you're in a team member position, you've got to understand too that not all leaders are built the same. Not all leaders are receptive to employee feedback, and understanding why can help you navigate this. Some leaders resist receiving that feedback because of fear of criticism. Some resist receiving that feedback because of loss of control. Others may lack the skills or the processes needed to handle feedback constructively. Now, that's not on you necessarily to shift and change, but understanding this can help you shape your message differently so that your message lands appropriately. If the person's worried about fear of criticism, don't do something publicly. Pull them off stage. Have a conversation. Shape it as trying to help grow that person and influence up, because you want the best leader for your team, right? We all do. Sometimes you have to invest time to help that leader grow and develop. If somebody has a perceived loss of control, make sure you're shaping that message that you're not trying to take something away from them. You're not trying to take over for them. So the whole point is that understanding why that leader is resisting helps you shape your message to be more effective. And that's what you can control. So if a leader dismisses feedback or appears uninterested, it may not be personal. It could be just due to an ingrained top-down management style. Again, find different ways to present information so that's constructive, it's solution-oriented, and it's about the team's outcome. A few different ways that you can amplify your voice effectively. One, be strategic. Identify the right people to share your idea with and leaders who have the authority to act. Number two, frame your message. Present feedback with a focus on solutions and outcomes and potential benefits rather than just pointing out problems that need resolved. Number three, curate a culture of voice. If you're in a leadership role, actively encourage and acknowledge employee input. Invite them into the conversation. Make it part of your routine to where you hear people's perspectives, and then they can see you start to implement some of that change that they're voicing to you. By using your voice wisely and directing it where it matters most, you can create a meaningful impact in your workplace. Everybody's got a form of power in the information and the expertise that they bring to the table. Use your voice appropriately, you'll have positive impact, and you'll see positive outcomes. Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, give us a comment. Let us know if there's a topic that you want to have covered in an upcoming episode. And if you want more, let's connect. You can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at WillRamey1, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or you can email me at will@honestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.